Even with a 250,000 people in Massachusetts looking for jobs, employers say they simply cannot find the highly trained workers they need to fill 100,000 job openings. A new statewide coalition of businesses and nonprofit groups wants to tackle the problem by getting behind Governor Patrick's new plan to strengthen community colleges by centralizing their management. The group is called the Coalition for Community Colleges. We're joined now by Jim Clocky, one of the members of the new coalition. He's the Executive Vice President of Public Policy for the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. Jim Clocky, good morning and thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, you're welcome, Bob.
Jim, 14 organizations, mostly from the business world, coming together to call for reform in the community college system. Why right now?
Because we have a skills gap. In a word, this is all about jobs. Despite the fact that a lot of people are looking for jobs in Massachusetts, there are also a large number of jobs that are going unfilled, about 120,000 of them by the most recent estimates. We think the community colleges can play a big role in solving that problem and closing that skills gap.
What specific reforms are you calling for? We heard the governor a couple of weeks ago in his State of the Commonwealth address saying that the community colleges are not necessarily preparing students for a specific skill set that might help employers in their area. What needs to be done?
I think in a nutshell, we need to create a more unified community college system. There are community college programs out there that are doing great work in different parts of the state, but what we need is a model and a system that lets us replicate those all over Massachusetts. 15 campuses today responding to local needs in good ways, but today we don't really have a single unified statewide mission or plan or focus for our community colleges.
Up on Beacon Hill, people who worry about the plan say that they're concerned about the lack of local control should we go to some sort of centralized system. The argument is essentially that the needs of Bunker Hill Community College in Boston may not be the same needs of Berkshire Community College out in Western Mass. What do you say to that?
Well, this proposal actually does preserve local control. What it does is preserve the local board of trustees. They would manage each campus. They would develop specific plans on each campus. But what it adds is statewide coordination. It would enable us to do some terrific things, such as make it easy for people to transfer credits from one community college to the next. It would enable stronger funding for the system and would enable us to put in place for the first time our system-wide performance measures, system-wide strategies, so that when a community college does something that works in a great way, we can replicate it across the state quickly. It'll make the whole system easier for both workers and employers to navigate.
The estimate is there are 100,000 jobs across Massachusetts that are open and could be filled right now if employers could find job seekers with the right set of skills. How many of those might be available in eastern Massachusetts or in the greater Boston area?
I think at least half, probably close to two-thirds of those jobs would be in the greater Boston area if you look out as far as Route 495. We have companies in all types of industries who are trying to find workers today. A lot of those jobs are in technology areas, skilled jobs that require some specialized training. They're great jobs. They're great jobs anybody would love to have. Our issue today is that we don't have enough people with the specialized skills that the employer needs to fill those jobs.
What do you say to critics who say that community colleges should not necessarily be just simply job trainers for employers in Massachusetts, that they should be training students for a set of life skills that go beyond a specific set of skills needed for one specific job?
Well, we agree that community colleges need to do a lot of different things for the people in their area. The job training mission is a very big, a very important one. And under this proposal, there would still be flexibility and different types of programs offered at different community colleges. What this is about is really making the whole system work better, providing the whole system with a unified mission and a means really for both expanding funding for the system, but also helping it work better as a unified statewide system.
Jim Clocky, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Bob.
Jim Clocky is Executive Vice President of Public Policy at the Greater Boston Chamber of Commerce. The chamber is part of a new group, the Coalition for Community Colleges, putting education to work.